So it's really the beginning of a dialogue that is really much more than one work session.
Buffalo School Board President Barbara Seals-Nevergold tells WBFO News, with the unprecedented number of violent acts across the globe, it's important to consider the impact it's having on children. Seals-Nevergold says some board members have expressed concerns, especially as they know students follow so many social media sites.
But we want to begin the process because it's a difficult conversation to have. It's difficult for adults, certainly, I think, and certainly it may be difficult for young people, but we want them to understand. We want to hear them. We want to listen to them, and we want to know what their concerns are.
The public is welcome to attend tomorrow's meeting, but public comment will not be part of it. The session will be held for board members to discuss how they can structure future community conversations with students and stakeholders. Seals-Nevergold says she wants to refresh all board members about the Dignity for All Students Act and the district's own code of conduct.
Because both of these are essentially the linchpins, you know, of our safe schools policy and process and procedures and programs.
But in an email obtained by WBFO dated last Friday from school superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash to Seals-Nevergold, he asked her to hold off on tomorrow's work session until he returns from vacation. Cash voiced concern that the topic had shifted significantly on what was first agreed upon and believes he should be able to attend. But Seals-Nevergold says it's not a voting or policy-making decision, just a chance to hold a discussion so they can hit the ground running before the school year begins next month.
So it's really the beginning of a dialogue that is really much more than one work session.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.